It was Friday when I first felt it. I was tired, but more so than that typical end-of-the-week low-grade exhaustion. This is different. Worse. I got home early from work and took a nap. When I woke up, my wife said, "You feel warm." She put the back of her hand against my forehead in a motherly fashion. I shrugged it off. Time to start the weekend, I thought. We had dinner, we put the kids to bed, and I started to feel a little better. I went to bed myself. It was the last bit of sleep I would get for days. I woke up at 2 a.m., molten with 103.5 fever. I didn't know it yet, but I had the beginning stages of Lyme disease.
If you get a flu-like illness in the summer, be suspicious.
That's Dr. Bert Matheson. He's a naturopathic doctor in Bedford. He echoed what the doctor at urgent care said when I finally went in on that Sunday.
Probably about 60 to 70% of my practice is Lyme disease right now. It's kind of evolved that way over the last several years. So I tend to see a mixture of people with either acute or chronic Lyme disease or unexplained symptoms that they had for multiple years.
Dr. Matheson is not an us versus them kind of naturopath. And this story isn't necessarily in that vein. In fact, Matheson praises primary care doctors as lifesavers. But it's the line between what you may have heard about Lyme disease and what can happen if it remains un- or undertreated that I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, this is where the controversy comes in with Lyme disease right there. Acute is pretty clear, but the chronic is where the controversy comes in. And I find it an interesting controversy because, you know, it's well known that various other chronic infections can exist.
At this point, I feel somewhat lucky. In the span of a week, I had three doctors tell me the same thing, that this was likely Lyme and that they started treatment immediately. David Hunter is a Lyme advocate. He spent years fighting the status quo on chronic Lyme. He runs three support groups, one in Manchester, another in Bedford, and one for teens. He's even more candid about the divide between established medicine and chronic Lyme.
You know, the medical establishment is very, very one-sided in their view, and they're ignoring a lot of the stuff. Sometimes people question, you know, whether it's being ignored purposely or whether it's ignored just because of what I call groupthink.
And Hunter's groupthink goes back to the established guidelines. The standard treatment of Lyme disease, acute Lyme, like what I had, is 100 milligrams of the antibiotic doxycycline twice a day for 21 days. But is that treatment enough?
Well, in my opinion, no. I've seen a lot of treatment failures with that regime. Honestly, if it were me or a family member, when you get right down to it, I would want a longer course. I typically go 28 days just prophylactically.
I started my treatment the same day I went to see the doctor. At the time, I was relieved. After a single day, I actually started feeling worse. It goes back to what kind of bug we are really dealing with.
It's well known to really like connective tissue, which is one of the reasons why you get the arthritis. It burrows its way into connective tissue areas, and it causes a lot of inflammation, a lot of immune activation. It's known also when you treat it to cause a Herxheimer response, which is much like what syphilis caused. And so people will get a flare-up of existing symptoms when you treat it.
Syphilis? Yes. He mentioned syphilis. In fact, syphilis and Lyme are the same kind of bacteria.
Right, they're both spirochetes. Exactly, they're a spiral-shaped bacterium. And, you know, the difference between syphilis and Lyme is that Lyme is a very advanced organism, the Borrelia burgdorferi spirochete. It has much more DNA than most bacterium. So we're dealing with kind of a feisty critter in this case.
What's worse is that many Lyme patients are finding they are co-infected with other tick-borne diseases. Bartonella, Babesia, and Ehrlichia are all tick-borne infections that are on the rise, especially in New Hampshire.
We really should be calling this tick-borne infection complex or some such name, because for many, many, probably a vast majority of, or certainly a majority of the chronically ill Lyme patients, they're typically co-infected.
When I spoke to Dr. Matheson and David Hunter, I was coming to the end of my course of 21 days of treatment for Lyme. Was it enough? My answer may have come from an unconventional place, our veterinarian.
Hey, Monica.
Dr. Como runs Queen City Animal Hospital in Hooksett. As a case would be, our chocolate lab Molly came down with Lyme a few months before I was diagnosed.
Her treatment was with an antibiotic called doxycycline.
Yes, the very same doxycycline I was treated with. And how long was her treatment?
She would have been treated for a month.
That's right. If your dog comes down with Lyme, the standard treatment is a month. If you're infected with Lyme, your doctor will treat you for 21 days. As the case would be, I should have seen the warning signs that our dog was telling us.
We've had some cases, in fact, where a dog has turned out positive for Lyme disease. And in some of these cases, people at home have also been positive for Lyme disease. So we found that they can be the sentinel oftentimes for this disease in a family or a neighborhood.
This year has been particularly hard hit. For Dr. Como, every dog gets a Lyme test. This year, about 1 in 9 tested positive for the Lyme antibody, meaning that they have had Lyme sometime in their lifetime. Last year, that number was 1 in 11, and the year before, 1 in 15. Now, this may be just one vet practice, but everybody I've talked to in this story said this year was a particularly bad year for Lyme disease. Which begs the question, if we're testing our dogs annually, should we be testing ourselves as well?
Yeah, good.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Adam McCune.